The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 73 of Spur of the Moment.
Coming straight from the Simon Inter Studios in the heart of Texas, the Spurs won 137-134. And before we get into this episode, I apologize for the sound issues last episode. We've done multiple sound checks. Not going to happen again. And going to produce good content for the Spurs in this season. But let's get back to the W tonight. Didn't think there was going to be many of these, so we promised we'd celebrate them. Great win for the Spurs. High scoring game for the Spurs. Two young teams going at it. The race for Wembanyama is came to full court tonight in Indiana, and the Spurs won this round, and maybe the Pacers won the round for the draft pick is what it seems right now. So kind of a weird day to be a Spurs fan, but I'm not going to ever not celebrate a win. So great job, Spurs. Drew, what were your thoughts about tonight's matchup?
Yeah, I thought it was a great shooting performance. We shot 54% from the field and 55% from the three-point line. Great performance there. Four players in with 20 points or more. Trey Jones had 18. Great offense. Put up 137 points. I think it was a great performance. Our defense struggled a little bit on 1v1s, but a great win and celebrating our first win here tonight in a 137-134 game.
Yeah, and something that was interesting throughout the course of the game was Rick Carlisle, the coach of the Pacers, who's an old Popovich friend, but he employed a hack-a-purtle kind of deal. So Jakob stayed in there and had to hit free throws, and they kept on fouling him. But we're going to talk about Greg Popovich's words about the Jakob-purtle and the game tonight.
The game, but winning on the road is always sweet. And Jakob's courage was really impressive for the whole team. We're going to take him out of the game no matter what because he needs those moments to live through it. And he did it. He didn't make those free throws. We don't win. I think he's definitely being more aggressive going to the rim. That's the best part.
And the aggressiveness he was talking about was Mr. Devin Vassell. The free throws he was talking about hitting was Jakob Poeltl, who we know he's not the greatest free throw shooter. But I love Popovich sticking with his guys, giving him the opportunity. And Jakob hit a fair share of those. He missed some too, but that's what we expect. I like that he can stay in there and be resilient. And that was a great job for the Spurs tonight. All right, so Drew, let's get to our top two, bottom two segment. Drew, who are your top two Spurs from tonight?
Yeah, my number one top two, I think it has to be Josh Richardson. He was phenomenal. After only putting up 0 points, I had him on my player to go off, and boy, did he go off. Tonight, he put up 27 points, 2 rebounds. He shot 8 of 13 from the field, 6 of 8 from the three-point line. He was deadly from the three-point line. In 28 minutes, Josh Richardson was phenomenal. He's got to be my number one on the top two. My second top two is Keldon Johnson. In 33 minutes, Keldon Johnson put up 23 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. He shot 8 of 15 from the field and 4 of 9 from the three-point line. Keldon Johnson is going to be on my top two list probably more than 80% of the season. He's going to be on there a lot. And Josh Richardson and Keldon Johnson are my two top two players.
All right. Well, Keldon's definitely the face of the franchise right now. I also had Josh Richardson as my top one. My second one, though, differs from Drew. I had Mr. Devin Vassell, 23 points, 7 of 15 shooting, 4 of 7 from three-point land, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And let me tell you what, Mr. Devin Vassell took care of the ball, 0 turnovers, and he also chipped in 2 steals. What a great night for him. I thought that was an excellent showing from Devin. So that's my top two. Drew, who are your bottom two?
Yeah, the bottom two was tough to pick today because almost everybody had a phenomenal game. But my number one bottom two, I have Josh Primo. Putting up 3 points and shooting one of two from the field didn't really get me. The three turnovers were what got Josh Primo on this bottom two list. So Primo's my number one on the bottom two. My second bottom two is Doug McDermott, and he's really the only one I could pick here. He put up 3 points, three assists, and shot one of three from the field in 12 minutes. So Primo and McDermott are my bottom two.
All right. And I also had the same exact bottom two, Primo, McDermott. So tonight was one of those nights where we kind of stayed on the same page. It was tough to find a bottom two. There were some guys that didn't get in the game tonight, and we'll get to that later. So the next segment of our show is the question of the day. Remember, you can always text your questions to SpursPodcast99@gmail.com or text them to 512-540-1626. Tonight's question comes from Cadence in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Here's what Cadence had to say. Hi, guys. Do you guys have any idea why Isaiah Roby and Gorgui Jing didn't play tonight? Drew, do you want to take that or would you like me to?
Yeah, I do not know why. I thought Isaiah Roby was going to get a lot of minutes this year, and he just hasn't. I mean, he came from the Thunder. He had a pretty good season with the Thunder last year, and only 9 points last game, and he didn't even get in the game this game. I really do not know why. I thought he was going to play a lot more. And with Gorgui, I think that he's just not going to play that much. I think he's a veteran for leadership. I don't think he's going to get lots of minutes. But Isaiah Roby, I just don't get why Pop did that.
Well, I can chime in, and I think I can help with that. So this is the first night of a back-to-back and a road back-to-back. And a lot of times, just from what I've noticed about Popovich, especially the bigs, the bigger bodies, bigger players, he'll rest them so then they get a lot more minutes tomorrow night. So if I'm a predictor, I'm going to say that Isaiah Roby and Gorgui Jing are going to get a lot of the post minutes tomorrow night, a lot more than they're going to cut into some of Pirtle's minutes, cut into some of Sohan's minutes. And I just expect maybe Kata Bates Diop gets more minutes tomorrow night. You know, I think that's just one thing Pop likes to do is on back-to-back nights, you're not going to see everybody play both nights or at least to the minutes that they did before. And let's just be honest, we're playing the 76ers tomorrow night. If it happens to get out of hand pretty quickly, I can imagine Malachi Branham, Romeo Langford, maybe even Blake Wesley might get some minutes tomorrow night just to preserve guys and preserve the season and the team. Popovich is really known for being one for the long haul. He's been that way ever since the championship season. So I don't think it's anything to stress about with those guys. I think they'll be back tomorrow night in the second game of a back-to-back. All right, let's get to this day in Spurs history. Drew?
Yeah, we're going to be going back a little bit in this game too. We have October 21st, 1980, where the Spurs beat the San Diego Clippers 123-120. Our leading scorer in that game was George Gervin, who put up 31 points and 6 rebounds.
Iceman,
he did great. George Johnson put up 12 points, 15 rebounds. James Silas put up 14 points, 4 assists. Mike Olberding put up 23 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds. And Dave Corzine put up 12 points and an assist. The Spurs got the win that night, and they made them be 5-1 after a win against the Clippers. That is this day in Spurs history.
All right, that's excellent. That's a nice little throwback right there. And those of you guys that didn't know the San Diego Clippers, that used to be a thing back in the day. So thanks for dropping that one on us, Drew. All right, we're going to get to the preview of the upcoming game. And I already talked about this a little bit earlier. Not going to be an easy one, especially I think the Philadelphia 76ers 0-2 just means an angry team that's really hungry for a win is going to be coming at our Spurs. Drew, what can you tell us for a team preview for the Philadelphia 76ers?
Yeah, I think this Philadelphia 76ers team is really, really good. Their leading scorer, James Harden, who he really worked hard during this offseason, and it very much paid off. He's averaging 33 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists in these first two games. He's been great. Joel Embiid is averaging 20 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Tyrese Maxey, upcoming young great star, who's averaging 18 points so far this season. Tobias Harris, who is averaging 13 points. And I think this game is not going to be pretty for the San Antonio Spurs. I think this game could get ugly pretty quickly, and we might have to put up our bench players to play this game because I think this could be a blowout.
Okay, well, my player to go off for that game, thanks for the preview, Drew. My player to go off is Mr. Devin Vassell. I think he's going to have another good night. I think the first night wasn't great for him. Second game was awesome for him. I think he keeps the good times rolling. So he's my player to go off. I also think the Philadelphia 76ers, my prediction is that they're going to win by 20. I think it's going to be a rough night for the Spurs, and I think they're going to bring us back down to reality. You know, your short memory in the NBA is a tough night-to-night thing, but that's my pick, Devin and Sixers by 20. Drew, what's your prediction?
My player to go off is going to be Jakob Poeltl. He's going to be my player to go off. He's been pretty good. He's averaging about 17 points these first two games, and I think he's going to have another good game. I think he won't get fouled like he did because I don't think this game will be close. And I have the Philadelphia 76ers winning this game by 23.
All right. So that's our picks for the Spurs tomorrow night. But let's get back to tonight. Great dub. First win of the season. A lot of people didn't know how quickly or when it would be that we got that. But right now, we're sitting at 500. We're 1-1, which is way better than probably we're going to finish out. But let's enjoy this one and enjoy this big win tonight. Great outing by a lot of the guys. And good start to the road trip for the Spurs. This is the first one of the road trip, and great to get a win. Drew, would you take us home as we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. We got our first win, and I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, go Spurs, go!